Good morning, Natasha McCoy with the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors. So the title is Growing Junior Capacity, Junior Chronic Disease Epidemiologist Through Mentoring. I know it's very weird to say growing when you're speaking to human people, so we're not speaking about growing beanstalks or plants. We are essentially referring to providing support to epidemiologists, employed staff, giving them opportunity to receive mentoring from senior level staff to hopefully bring them to the level of becoming the senior level a disease person in their respective agency at some point in time. So that is essentially what it's meant in terms of growing the next person or the epidemiologist. I have no personal financial relationships with commercial interests. NACDD is a national membership association for over 5,000 specialized chronic disease practitioners working in state and territory public health departments. The objectives for today's presentation is just to describe a national program working to enhance chronic disease epi capacity in state and local health departments, and also identify, describe a mentoring model used to advance competencies and apply chronic disease epidemiology. So the research behind the mentoring model describing is looking at the Council on State and Territorial Epidemiologist Assessment that Meredith so very greatly explained, and just explaining that there's a great need. There's been a great need through in 2001 where this assessment was first done, and showing that there's assessing having at least 50% capacity to do the job of the service of surveilling and assessing the health impact in the state, having staff with those skill sets needed, providing the applied chronic disease epidemiology services, that only being reassessed at 18% in 2009, which actually is a 30% decrease since the assessment was first done in 2001. There's a number of capacity development opportunities out there. CSTE and CDC have the Applied Epidemiology Fellowship. NACDD offers the funds through CDC funding to hire senior chronic disease epidemiologists, which Ms. Dideri just very clearly explained. There's annual meetings, trainings, CDC national agency committees, as well as direct hands-on technical assistance. So the goal of this particular mentoring program was to enhance chronic disease capacity in seven areas: planning, analysis, communication, basic public health services, computer knowledge, cultural diversity, and evaluation. The model itself is pairing up to 8 newly hired junior-level epidemiologists working at state and local health departments, pairing them with 8 senior-level chronic disease epidemiologists who may be employed at health departments or even universities. The mentees select and work on projects for up to 9 months with specific deliverables. Mentors offer guidance and technical assistance in person, by phone, as well as email. So I'm going to just describe a few of the aspects of the program itself. Starting with recruitment, we recruit participants through email, paper, word of mouth. NACDD has a vast member network of over 5,000 chronic disease professionals across the country. We use the listserv as well as the agency's monthly newsletter to announce and promote the opportunity, as well as various social media outlets, including Facebook and LinkedIn. We also have excellent support from our partners, the Council on State and Territory Epidemiologists. This year we have support from the American College of Epidemiology, as well as the National Association of City and Chronic Health Officials. Also through NACDD's various consultant networks, we have consultants who work on various projects, councils, health disparities, health equity, heart disease, diabetes, and all of them have respective networks communicating and working directly with state and local health departments. And as I mentioned, again, by word of mouth and definitely referrals, those who participated in the program before have been an excellent resource for us for informing others of the program for the following year. Mentee applications are reviewed by the program steering committee and considered based on the mentee's project, the need in the particular state as well as geography. Mentors who are interested submit their cover letter and updated resume curriculum vitae to the steering committee for review. They are paired by the steering committee and looking at education, project, and geography to make the best pairings. Administration and monitoring is handled by the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors. Mentors are required to enter into a contractual agreement with NACDD, receiving upwards from $5,000 to $8,000 for a stipend for that year. Mentees' employers are asked to sign a memorandum of agreement, permitting the employees to dedicate time to the project, as well as travel and other program activities. For the past 4 years, we've provided travel support for both the mentees and mentors to attend the Council of State and Territory Epidemiologists annual conference. Mentors enter into contracts with NACDD, so we have the staffing and administrative support to manage those contracts, as well as managing monthly calls, conference calls that are held for the mentors and mentees separately. Staff also coordinate travel for all the attendees, as well as identifying other technical assistance resources. The project is evaluated in two core instances. We do a mid-course evaluation at least up to 6 months after the start of the program. There's a final evaluation survey after the end of the 12 months, as well as updates heard directly from the mentors and mentees during our monthly conference calls. So the results, the program has established at least 30 mentee-mentor pairs since July 2010. The mentees completed 6 to 12 month mentorships, as well as projects with actual products and developments. For participating in Council and State Territory Epidemiologist conferences, the mentees actually had opportunity to present posters at the conference each year, and so we have products from their respective posters and presentations, as well as products from the actual product, which could be epidemiologist surveillance work done at the state and local level, reports, presentations done at the local level as well. Mentors conduct site visits to the mentees' place of employment. In 2014, we received funding to provide the mentees opportunities to visit their mentors, and so they were allowed the opportunity to go to their mentors' place of employment and either present there or participate and network with their staff. This is a map showing the location of our mentors and mentees from the 2012, 2013, and 2014. Mentors may not necessarily have been located in the same state as the mentee. And just to show you the breakdown by state, this past year, 2014, we had two mentees in Arizona, two in Florida, one from Louisiana, one in Minnesota, one in Nevada, and one in Texas. So findings from the program is all expressed satisfaction in the overall program, and this is from both the mid-course and the final evaluations completed by our mentees and mentors. Mentees report sufficient time with their mentors. Mentees and mentors report favorable mentor and mentee pairings. And the mentorship showed promise for enhancing employee and agency epidemiology capacity. So implications for future practice is that we identified the competency and project-based mentorships lasting at least 6 to 12 months with a deliverable product has potential to enhance the chronic disease epidemiology capacity at the state and local health departments. What's really key here is making sure that the mentee has a dedicated project that will serve as the focus of the mentorship. This gives the mentor opportunity to understand what the mentee's needs are, to identify what target competency areas the mentor can focus on in helping the mentee enhance during the course of the mentorship, going back to those seven key areas based on the Council and State Territory Epidemiologists applied chronic disease epi competency areas. And just having that network of allowing the mentees to work in partnership with other mentees across the country, participating on the monthly conference calls allowed opportunity for shared peer-to-peer mentoring and counseling, as well as the in-person opportunities where we have them all together at least once a year for the Council and State Territory Epidemiologists annual conference. As well as opportunities throughout the year for engaging in communication by email. So this is my contact information, and we also, at this present time, receiving applications for our 2014-2015 mentee cohort, and if you are interested in serving as a mentor, I would greatly appreciate your interest and support in that as well. And so this is my email, nmccoy@chronicdisease.org, and you can call me directly at 225-803-0709. And just thanking Dr. Geraldine Perry, CDC Division of Population Health, for the opportunity to present, as well as co-presenting with our excellent panel.